The major claim in the letter from Carney's counsel centers around Barry Croft, one of the men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan's governor, and Carney's pardon of him. The ad says Carney let Croft, quote, go free when Croft had been out of prison for decades. Croft was pardoned for crimes he committed over 20 years ago. Carney's Republican challenger Julianne Murray initially accused Carney of attempting to restrict free speech, but later told Delaware Public Media she understands the Carney campaign's complaint.
I mean, I can see where they're coming from, but I also, you know, there can also be an argument that go free is, you know, his criminal charges were purged from his record.
The PAC running the ad is connected to another PAC formed 5 years ago, Citizens for a Pro-Business Delaware. Citizens for a Pro-Business Delaware has attacked Delaware's courts because it's upset with a 2015 Chancery Court decision involving the sale of TransPerfect, a language translation company. The group is funded by TransPerfect employees. According to reporting from the News Journal, a spokesperson for the group running the ad says they'll be tweaking the ad to correct the inaccuracies laid out in Carney's letter, then increase spending on the ad. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.